My text, as we have announced it in the calendar, is Luke 2:32. And these are the words of Simeon when he came into the temple and found the babe. In the second chapter of Luke, in the 32nd verse, you have the reference of Simeon. And I begin reading here in the... And there was a man, it's verse 25, in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. The Holy Ghost was upon him. And here he gives us this wonderful statement about the Gentiles coming to trust in the Lord. Verse 32, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of my people Israel. You and I are Gentiles. I don't claim to be a Jew. There's no way you can claim to be a Jew. We're all mixed up here from many parts of the world, but we are Gentiles. And here Simeon picks up the little babe there in the temple when they bring him in. And he says he's going to be a light to give light to the Gentiles. So we're going to get our light from Jesus. In fact, we're going to get all our light from Jesus. And then the glory of Israel is going to be the fulfillment of all the prophecies relating to the holy people, to my chosen people. So Israel's going to get their glory in him, and we as the Gentiles are going to be tied in with them, and we're going to get our light from him. Now that is a very basic statement of our relationship to Christ, our relationship to the babe, our relationship to the glory of Israel, and these are the things that God wants you and me to understand. Now we're all aware that he came unto his own, the Jews, and his own received him not, but to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. That's in the first chapter of the Gospel of John. Now I think I ought to give you the sweep. I'm going to give you this whole picture tonight. It's a beautiful picture. But I think the first place for us to begin, and possibly the last place for us to stop, the first place is with the promises to Abraham. He says, Abraham, thou shalt be a father of how many nations? Many nations. And that includes the Gentiles. And the promise that God made to Abraham and his seed after him opened the door and gave a vision that through Abraham all the nations of the earth would have a blessing. That includes us. So when the promise is made, we always think about it, is Abraham the promises, Isaac the promises, Jacob the promise of the land, and all these various promises. We've got to recognize that in the very beginning, the scope and the marvelous outreach is that nations, many of them, are going to come to the light that there is in Christ. And you and I happen to be there tonight. We have arrived as one of the nations where the gospel has had the light to give to the people, and you and I have received it, and we walk in it, and we delight in it, and it's the only light we have. Now with that representation, you find then running through the Old Testament, especially in Isaiah, and then in Jeremiah, these references to the Gentiles. That they will walk in this light, that they will receive this light. Now, during the Old Testament time, Israel was the kingdom. To get into it, you had to be circumcised. Even the foreigner that came, he had to be circumcised. And everything had to do with this one nation, that is Israel. And the prophets all came out of Israel with their marvelous prediction of what God was going to do with the Messiah. When we get to the New Testament, however, and Peter, you know, is the spokesman of the 12, we have Peter in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts being told by God to go up to Cornelius, who was a centurion, who was a Gentile, And God opened the door to the Gentiles. When Peter had a vision, and here it was with all the different animals in it, and God says, they're all good and you can go and eat them, but go up there and meet Cornelius. He's praying and he wants the knowledge. And Peter goes to Cornelius, and you have it there in the 10th chapter of Acts, and how Peter says, now I see that God has no longer restricted this just to Israel. The doors of the Gentiles are open to us. And it's the 10th chapter of the book of Acts that opens this door for us to come in and receive salvation. And Peter said, what hindereth these people to be baptized? And he baptized the whole family of Cornelius that day when he came and received him. So at that point, we're in. At that point, the door's open. At that point, things are going to expand in a great way for the whole gospel of Jesus Christ. Then we have this marvelous account of the conversion of Paul. He was on the road to Damascus. In fact, he's practically there. And he was persecuting the Jews, or rather the Gentiles, and persecuting the Christians wherever they came from. And then it was that the Lord appeared unto Paul and told him, I send thee to the Gentiles. And I'm going to show you how many things you'll suffer for my name's sake. And that's virtually the whole book of Acts. After Paul gets converted and he got his missionary journeys, and everywhere he went, he was persecuted, stoned, and left for dead. But he carried the gospel to the Gentiles. And I'll speak of some of those special passages in the book of Romans, in the book of Galatians, in the book of Ephesians. He says, I am the apostle to the Gentiles. And he was. And consequently, the epistles which the apostle wrote and the account of his dealings with the churches in the book of Acts are with the Gentiles. Oh, there were Jews that came in and were saved and belonged to the church, but the churches became Gentile Christian churches throughout the Roman Empire, and the Apostle Paul laid the foundations for it. Now I'd like to take your Bible, if you will, and as we realize where we are, and I want you to turn with me first to the passages in Isaiah. I read you chapter 11, for the scripture tonight, where you have all this beautiful and wonderful exaltation of David and Jesse and all that the Lord has given there. But I want you to turn first to chapter 42 of Isaiah. Chapter 42 of Isaiah, and notice verse number 1. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Now that's Isaiah. Now will you turn with me to verse 6 of this same chapter. I, the Lord, have called thee by thy being righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant to the people, for light of the Gentiles. You Jews are going to give light to these pagans. You Jews are going to carry a message that they will receive and become a part of the family of God. Now turn to Isaiah 49. Turn over to verse 49, verse 22. And here it is very, very beautifully set forth by our Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will lift up mine hand to the Gentiles, and set my standard to the people, and they shall bring my sons in their arms, and their daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders. O the Gentiles, I will lift up my hand. And that's where you and I got the blessings from it. To the Gentiles. Now will you turn over to Isaiah chapter 60. Isaiah really has an evangelistic outlook for the Gentiles and the people of God. But in chapter 6, you find here, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. Thank God we came. We've gotten our light from Israel. We have. Notice verse number 11 and 16. Therefore thy gate shall be open continually. They shall not be shut by day or by night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. Well, we are the Gentiles that go to that holy land, and we love it. We surely do. Now turn, please, to verse 16. Thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles, and shall suck the breasts of kings. And thou shalt know that I, the Lord, am the Savior and the Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Beloved, if that hasn't undergirded the missionary leaders that have gone to the ends of the earth, carrying the gospel, of course, to the Gentiles. Now look at chapter 61. I quote from chapter 61, verses 9. And look at this. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offering among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord hath blessed. We are the seed of Gentiles, pagan Gentiles. We've heard the gospel. We've come to believe that we're the children of Abraham by faith. And there it is. 750 years before Jesus Christ ever came. Now turn over to chapter 66, the last chapter of the prophecy of Isaiah, and look at chapter 12. For thus saith the Lord, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the Gentiles like a flowing stream. Then shall ye suck, ye shall be borne upon her sides, and dandled upon her knees. O Gentiles. We're going to be upon the knees of the Lord, and God is using us and blessing us. And these are the great prophecies. Now let's turn over to Jeremiah for just a minute. I have chapter 16 of Jeremiah and verse 19, and then chapter 46. Now these are all these references to the Gentiles. And here we come. O Lord, my strength and my fortress, and my refuge in the day of affliction, the Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth, and shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. Oh, Jeremiah, you explained to, you understand, you saw it, that the day would come when the gospel would be extended to the Gentiles. Now turn to Jeremiah chapter 16. And we come down here to, O daughter dwelling in Egypt, furnish thyself to go into captivity, for no shall be waste and desolate without an inhabitant. The Gentiles are going to suffer. You have some of these chapters that speak of all of Egypt and the way they're going to be judged for what they've done. But here you run through these beautiful, wonderful passages. Now, beloved, that's the Old Testament. And everybody that was of a spiritual mind knew that the day would be when the door would be open for the Gentiles to come to their Messiah. So we come to the New Testament. And in Matthew chapter 12, and I'll give you several of these references which tie this thing down, first from the words of our Lord, and then we'll get into Paul in Galatians and Ephesians and these various passages there. But in the 12th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, we have the words of our Lord Jesus Christ in verse 21. And in his name shall the Gentiles trust. In his name shall the Gentiles trust. That's from our blessed Lord. Now I gave you the text in Luke 2, and the Gentiles are come, but will you turn to the 21st chapter of Luke, where our Lord's giving that final passage about Jerusalem. And in that 21st chapter, our Lord has this to say, down around 24. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles. And here's that strange phrase, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Now these are the words of the Lord. Jerusalem was trodden down. But today is going to come when the Gentiles will have had their day, when the Gentile will have had their opportunity, and then things are going to change. Things are going to change, and Israel will come to the fore again when Jesus comes. In chapter 9 of the book of Acts, of course, we have the conversion of Paul. But now will you turn with me to the first chapter of Romans, and we'll get into Romans and Ephesians and Corinthians for just a moment. The Apostle Paul is writing his epistle to the Romans, and he is telling us that the barbarians and the Greeks are all entitled to hear the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he makes it very clear that he's writing to Rome and changing them, giving them the glorious gospel. And Rome, book of Romans, is a Gentile gospel, if I want to put it in those words. It is a Gentile chapter. And then we come to Romans 9, 10, and 11, in which the apostle explains the relationship of the Christians to the Jews. And it's a beautiful relationship which he has pointed out for us. Verse 13 of chapter 11, for I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify my body. Well, that's Romans chapter 11, and it's a beautiful chapter. And now I'll turn over to chapter 15 of the book of Romans. We come down here, and he's telling us that we are to rejoice. Notice verse 12 of chapter 15. And again, Isaiah says, there shall be a rod out of the stem of Jesse. I read you that in the 11th of Isaiah. And he shall reign, rise to reign over the Gentiles, and in him shall the Gentiles trust. My, what a message for us at Easter, that we Gentiles look at these great events and realize that God has given us the trust and the faith for this great and glorious moment. Now I want to turn with you a little further. Turn to Galatians and then Ephesians. And we'll notice how Paul magnifies his office. And then we'll come back again to these references in 9, 10, and 11 of the book of Romans. But in Galatians, the very third chapter, the Apostle Paul goes at length. We come down to the end here. Verse 14. That the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And that's where we are tonight. The blessings of Abraham have come upon us through faith. And then we get over to the wonderful passage here where he tells us that we are now the children of Abraham by faith. And then he says there's neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither bond nor free, there's neither male nor female. Ye are all one in Christ. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, that spiritual seed, and heirs according to the promise. Oh, you Gentiles, we've been brought into the house. We've been brought into the family. We are inheritors of the blessings of Abraham. That's the Apostle Paul writing to us in Galatians. Now turn over to Ephesians. We've got a lot of passages, but note the second chapter of Ephesians, which is familiar to us. And we come down here, verse 11. Wherefore remember that ye being in times past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made with hands. And at that time, ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant promises, having no hope and without Christ in the world. But now, oh, you Gentiles, listen. Now, in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. All right, turn over here to the third chapter of this epistle. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, we ought to have a special appreciation of Paul. If ye have heard of the dispensation of grace which is given to me toward you. Verse 6. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Oh, Ephesians. All right, will you turn over now to verse 8. Unto me, who am less than the least, that's chapter 3, verse 8. The least of all saints is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. And these unsearchables of riches are in your hearts tonight. As I show you the connection and the bringing of the Gentiles into the great kingdom of God by His grace. Well, we still got some more in Ephesians. Turn over to chapter 4, and I believe you have around here around 16 and 17. Verse 17, this I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye who henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind. Our mind is in the house of God. Our mind is in the work of the Lord. Our mind is not with the filth. It's not with the devil. It's not with the world. We have the mind of Christ. Oh, beloved, I wish this church could have been filled tonight to hear me open up the relationship which God's given to us Gentiles. Well, I'd like to turn you back now to Romans until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. 9, 10, and 11. The relationship we have in here, the times of the Gentiles are just about over. We've had our day, we've had our chance, we've had our opportunity. The times of the Gentiles are just about gone. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. But then we come down to where the apostle in the epistle to the Romans tells us that the natural olive tree had its branches broken off. That's Israel when she rejected the Messiah. And the wild branches were grafted in. That's us. And Paul goes on to say that the times of the Gentiles are going to be fulfilled, and God's going to engraft back into the natural olive tree, Israel. And that day will come when in 1 hour, in 1 day, when Jerusalem is surrounded by the nations of the world. The city has been two-thirds destroyed. And Jesus comes. And then you'll have the words of the Palm Sunday again. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And they'll see him. And they'll wail because of him. And a nation shall be born in a day. Israel will come to her Messiah. And he'll take the reins of power, set up the throne of David. And he'll give the Gentiles our place of glory. My, I'm glad I can point this out to you. I'm thankful that I'm a regenerated Gentile. I'm a saved Gentile. And isn't it strange that we Gentiles have not done the work we should have done in carrying the gospel to the very ends of the earth? Isn't it beautiful when you get to the book of Revelation and you have in that fourth chapter the heavenly host singing of creation, and then in the next fifth chapter you have the heavenly host singing of redemption, and where are they? Out of every nation and kindred and people and tongue.
the Gentiles are getting in. And we are the Gentiles that are getting in. Thank God you're a Gentile. And God's plan ordained that Paul would be the apostle to us and that we would get these blessings. Because all nations shall be blessed. Abraham, in your seed. And that's where you and I are tonight, by faith.